This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back with you for another edition of Phillies Today, coming to you on a Thursday night as the Phillies drop their series finale against the Washington Nationals 4-2. They do take 2 of 3 from the series, but I think if you're watching this baseball team right now, you kind of understand that they are not playing their best baseball right now. I think that they would tell you that. I think anybody who watches the team would tell you that. And, again, coming into tonight, they'd won 4 in a row, granted against a not-so-great Nationals team, 2 of those wins coming from. I think that we can expect a lot more out of this baseball team. So, going to hit a bunch of big picture topics tonight. Talk about, you know, Ranger Suarez coming back this weekend, which is a good thing that should definitely bolster potentially the bullpen and, of course, the starting staff a little as well. Want to talk about the lineup and the bullpen struggles, which are still there. They've been better this week, but they're still there for sure. And we'll see where that takes us before we preview the Diamondback series, which should be a good one at Citizens Bank Park this weekend. Part of that NL West gauntlet that is just 4 dominant teams out there in the NL West right now between the D-backs, the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres. But where I want to start tonight is sort of more big picture. Towards looking at the Phillies here. And I've kind of been thinking about this all week. And, people sort of diagnose the problems with this team as, the lineup is too inconsistent or, the bullpen isn't good enough. And, get me to October. We'll see where the team goes from there and if they can perform in the postseason for the first time seemingly since Game 5 of 2023. So I understand the frustration there, and I understand why people are, leaning towards thinking that. And it's a long season. I'm a baseball guy, so I tend to, take in the regular season a little bit more and enjoy the ride. But at the same time, I completely get that train of thought because this team is, face it, very frustrating sometimes, even though they had 1-4 in a row coming into tonight, including, 2 at Wrigley against the Cubs team that has been pretty solid to start the year. I think that they're definitely leaving some food on the table in terms of, making some mental mistakes, making some errors out in the field, which Trey Turner seems to be making back at shortstop and Johan Rojas in center field, and just some mental miscues, which are also, very frustrating at times. So I think that's part of the logic and, people thinking this team is kind of all or nothing in terms of, when they're going good, everything seems to be going good. And when things are going bad, it seems like, mistakes and errors and strikeouts, all those things sort of compile on top of each other. So my big sort of big picture question here is, over the next 2 months, I'm sort of looking at this as a test as to, can they prove to Dave Dombrowski and even John Middleton and, that entire front office and ownership group that this core, this team, Bryce, Schwarber, Castellanos, JT, Wheeler, all these guys who are kind of, the core of this group, are they worth reinvesting in at the trade deadline? And look, I understand you're probably saying, Justin, the trade deadline is, in July. We have a lot of time up until the trade deadline. It's May 2nd, or I'm recording this on May 1st, but May 2nd, if you're listening to this right now. So I understand why you might be hesitant to sort of, you know, get in line with that train of thought. But my whole thinking is they have to sort of view this as a two-month trial as to, is this team worth reinvesting into in terms of, you know, getting players here at the deadline and sort of, you know, wagering, not wagering, but, you know, putting up some of your top-end prospects for sale come July, because we've obviously seen Dave Dombrowski be pretty hesitant over the last couple of years to give up some of his higher-end prospects, like the Painters of the world, like Aiden Miller, you know, Justin Crawford as well. And I think you throw Eduardo Tait in there right now with the start that he's gotten off to in single A. I believe he is the most home runs in single A right now out of anybody. He is off to a blazing hot start down there in Clearwater. So he's doing really well, and they have some really high-end prospects to, you know, be really excited about for the future. And look, John Middleton has said before that he wants this window to stay open and he doesn't want anything happening like what, you know, occurred from 2012 to 2021 in terms of a long playoff drought like that with a lot of losing baseball. And I understand where he's coming from. And I get, as an owner, you want to have a consistently good team. And this Phillies team, I would say a lot of people in the city don't believe in them. But at the same time, the ballpark is packed every night. So from an ownership standpoint, I completely get it from John Middleton's point of view and saying, we want this to be a really good competitive baseball team for a long time. And I also think that's how you win a World Series, because we've seen the more cracks that you get at the postseason, I mean, it's simple math, the better chance you're going to have of eventually winning a World Series, because as we know, like, baseball in the postseason can be fluky sometimes. You could go on a three-week really hot run and ride that to a World Series title. Like, that's what the Texas Rangers did in 2023, after basically collapsing the division in the last few weeks of the season. They got on a tear and they went and they won the World Series. And that can happen with any team. And ultimately, if you give yourself enough chances and continue to get into the postseason, you're probably going to end up back in the World Series and potentially winning it the more chances you get at it. But I know that's a frustrating way to view things. So from the fan perspective, I would view this next couple of months as a test for this team. And I think if they prove to you that they are worth reinvesting in, if the lineup continues to, you know, change their approach, which some guys have, I think I'm going to get into it in a little bit, but guys like Bryson Stott and, guys like Schwarber starting last year, Castellanos too even, who have tinkered their approach a little bit and have started to, you know, reshift their focus into, you know, how can I make this team better instead of just make me better individually. I think that if they continue to show that and the offense is a little more consistent and the pitching staff is what you think it's going to be and what this rotation has been so far, I think that if they prove it to you, you have to go reinvest in this team. Like, for 2 years, you've essentially punted that line, which, again, didn't throw me at the time. I'm glad they still have Aiden Miller and Andrew Painter, which, two guys I'm very excited to come up eventually for the Phillies, and Andrew Painter we will be seeing sooner rather than later, which is great to see. Made another rehab start in single A last night, which was, again, great to see. He's hitting 100, all good stuff from Painter there. So that's good, but I think that this is a big little two-month test for this team because, you know, if you don't reinvest and say things go the opposite way and we're getting close to 500 at the trade deadline and things aren't really looking great, the vibes aren't exactly what you'd expect them to be out of this clubhouse, and the production isn't what you're paying for, I think that's when you have to start having some really difficult conversations. And they have some free agents up at the end of this year. Obviously, Ranger is a big one. We're going to get to Ranger because he's coming back this weekend, which is very exciting. Schwarber, obviously a big one. JT, another one. So you have free agents at the end of this year, and if you wanted to potentially move off of some guys, like, you could do that. You could get some very valuable trade packages for some. And one guy who I've even thought about for a little bit, I wouldn't do it obviously because he is just such a good player and I want to see him pitch for my baseball team, but who could get you an absolutely massive haul if you were really looking to reshift things at the deadline if things go poorly, is Zach Wheeler. Like, you could get an unbelievable package for Zach Wheeler. Again, I'm not suggesting they trade him. I'm just saying if things go the opposite way of how people expect them in terms of, you know, them getting sort of back up to speed and getting, you know, having the sort of production that we expect out of them and starting to really win series and stack series together, that's something that I feel like could be discussed, and teams would probably offer the Phillies, you know, an absolute, you know, haul for Zach Wheeler or even Kyle Schwarber, anyone like that. So that's why I think this is a massive 2-month stretch for this team, and they really sort of need to bear down here and figure things out, because if they don't, like, we're going to have to start having some tough conversations. And as much as they essentially punted the deadline over the last couple of years, maybe it goes the opposite way this year of they look to sell guys if things aren't going how they want to. And again, they try to keep that window open and maybe play for 2027, 2028 instead of this year and next year. So we will see. Hopefully that's not the case. And they are playing slightly better baseball. And they're still, I believe, two games over 500 now. Or three games over. They're 17 and 14. So we will, again, monitor it these next couple of months. And based at next week, who knows? They might play great. They might sweep the Diamondbacks this weekend. And the mood could be totally changed. But even if they had won tonight and won 5 straight, I still wouldn't feel that great about them, because I feel like they are certainly leaving a lot to be desired in terms of just the production they're getting out of the lineup, what they're getting out of the bullpen. The starting staff has been great, don't get me wrong. So that's kind of, I think, what's going to keep them in this thing all year, is the starting staff ultimately, you know, keeping them in ball games every night and, you know, minimizing damage so that the offense can do just enough to get them wins. So, yeah, that was big picture stuff. Want to talk about Ranger a little bit and sort of this rotation once he gets back. And, you know, Ranger slated to come back on Sunday, will pitch against the Diamondbacks. And I'm interested to see what they do here, because Taiwan pitched again tonight, looked like pretty solid up until the sixth inning where Bryce makes an error, ball goes under his glove, and things sort of get out of whack from there and get into a little tailspin. But I feel like once Ranger comes back, they have a really interesting decision to make in terms of what they're going to do. I think they probably try out the 6-man rotation for a little bit. Just get guys some extra rest who need it. It feels like Nola's one of those guys. Wheeler, you could probably still manipulate it so that he can start on his regular rest, which he likes to do. He has typically been a guy who likes to go through his normal routine, goes through, you know, his regular 5 days rest, and then pitches every fifth, or 4 days rest, pitches every fifth day. So I believe that they would try to, you know, maneuver it to a point to where Zach Wheeler is still pitching to where he feels comfortable. So that wouldn't be an issue. But my whole thing is, and Ranger Suarez talked about it today when he was asked by the media, like, Ranger's willingness to move to the bullpen, I think, is a really interesting topic right now, because I think Ranger out of the bullpen could provide you a lot more than Taiwan could, even though he's certainly a better pitcher than Taiwan Walker is. And what I mean by that is, if you're using Taiwan out of the bullpen, he is simply a long man. Like, he's a guy who's going to be mop-up duty. When you're down or up big, he's going to eat multiple innings for you, and he's going to be somebody who will be only used in low leverage spots and will, again, just be the mop-up guy and clean things up and eat some innings when the team needs it most. And my thing with Ranger, and why I would probably want him in the bullpen even more, is because, A, this rotation has been great this year. Like, if you have 4 really reliable starters, and we'll see if Nola can build upon what he did in Chicago, because he looked really good. And I think there's a reason to feel confident, or more confident with him moving forward, certainly, than you did going into that start on Sunday Night Baseball. But I think that if you brought Ranger out of the bullpen and you had Taiwan as the fifth starter and just sort of like getting whatever you can out of him, Ranger's a legitimate piece out of the bullpen. Like, we've seen the stones that Ranger Suarez has coming out of the bullpen, and he's obviously in the biggest stage in the National League Championship Series when he clinched it for them. I think that he could be a real key piece for them if they decided to make that move, because at the end of the day, I think that that's what they need right now. They need that more than another arm in the rotation. And if you can get bullpen reinforcements from, you know, your own club and bring Ranger up and allow him to go to the bullpen and have success there, and you get another arm in there that you don't have to trade for, you don't have to, you know, search through the minor leagues for, that's going to be really important for your ball club. And the big question, of course, is Ranger, I mentioned, going into a contract year, Scott Boras is his agent. Like, how willing is Ranger to move to the bullpen? And when he was asked about it today, he said, look, and this was through his translator, Diego, with the Phillies. And he said, look, I mean, he is somebody who wants to be a starting pitcher, and anybody who pitches at that level and has had the success that he had, they want to be a starter. Like, that is just the nature of pitching. But at the same time, he also said that whatever it takes for the team to win, that's what he wants to do, and that's what he's willing to do. So I understand going to a contract year, it's probably not the thing that Ranger wants to do, and it might end up costing him some money, which is really unfortunate for him. And part of it is due to his health, and part of it would be due to that, you know, potential move to the bullpen. But I think if you're the Phillies, you're at a stage right now, you're at a critical juncture with this core and with this team to where you can't be, I guess, just accepting every request that the players sort of, you know, bestow upon you. Like Trey Turner wants to be the shortstop. I get it for now. I think that's going to change eventually, but it's fine. Keep Trey Turner at shortstop for now, even though sort of a defensive liability, not the greatest shortstop probably on the team. You probably have two better ones in Sosa and Bryson Stott than Trey Turner. But Trey Turner, you signed him to a $300 million deal. He wants to be the shortstop for now. Until it becomes a major, major issue, I think that's fine. You can stay on it. But with Ranger, like, if he's more useful out of the bullpen and you feel the team is better with him in the bullpen, I think that's the move you ultimately have to make. And it's a tough thing to tell to a guy who is one of the, you know, the joys of the clubhouse and has been somebody who's been with the organization, I think, longer than anybody else here, aside from Aaron Nola, maybe. But at the same time, it's something that just has to be done. And I think we'll be understanding of it. And if he pitches really well in the bullpen and there's an injury, who knows? Maybe he finds himself back in the rotation. But I just think with the combination of factors being Taiwan doesn't give you a ton out of the bullpen, like his stuff doesn't really play there. Andrew Painter comes up in July. You have another starter coming in, so that's going to be a really crowded rotation. If Ranger is really effective out of the bullpen, I think it's something that you have to sort of, you know, inquire about and just test out a little bit and experiment. So I think Ranger probably ends up in the bullpen at some point. I don't think it'll be anytime soon, but once Andrew Painter comes up, and we'll see, you know, how well Taiwan is pitching. It's funny. I almost think they want him to blow up sometimes so they can just say, all right, Ranger, you're back in the rotation. Taiwan will make you the long man. But if Taiwan continues to pitch the way he has, which has been more than fine so far this year, and Andrew Painter comes up and is Andrew Painter, then I think there's no choice, but you have to put Ranger Suarez in the bullpen. So that's where I'm sort of at with this rotation. I think it'll probably be a six-man to start with Ranger, and then they'll probably, you know, maybe do a piggyback situation, and then once Painter comes up, he will go to the bullpen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I want to move on to the lineup a little bit. I think it's funny, the reality of this lineup I've just sort of come to grips with is that they're going to be inconsistent, and I don't really have another take aside from that. Just some guys, you know, going to get hot when they do, and Bryson Stott hitting ball well right now and has done a really nice job in the leadoff spot. I think he's doing exactly what they're asking and, you know, seeing a lot of pitches, found a lot of balls off, being a really pesky out at the top of the lineup. And if you've listened to me, you know that I wasn't really a fan of Bryson Stott hitting leadoff when they started it. I just think that, you know, once you get into the higher leverage spots in the game, You don't want him getting the most at bats. And obviously, if you're the leadoff hitter, you're going to end up getting the most at bats in a game. And I like that to be Schwarber or Turner or even Harper if he would allow that sort of thing. But I think Bryson Stott has done everything they've asked in that spot. And I don't think that you can move him out of it now, considering the success he's had there. And he looks a lot like his 2023 self, which is a good sign, because Bryson Stott, I think, is a good baseball player. And if he continues to have this sort of production, it seems like last year was mainly due to injury and that elbow that seemed to be bothering him all year. I think that if you're getting that production, that's going to add a lot to your lineup. And it has so far. So that is good to see. Bryce. I like the Schwarber's protecting Bryce, but Bryce just is struggling a little bit, man. He seems off. And Taron Hatcher had the report on the broadcast the other night that they were trying to fix his timing. He was with Kevin Long and the rest of the hitting staff, just trying to fix his timing a little bit. And they said he was moving, through his mechanics a little too quick. And it's just something that I found interesting, because Bryce has always been that sort of guy where, he's obviously played baseball his entire life. He's been the best player at every stage of his career and has always sort of figured it out at the plate. And he's just one of those dudes who you never really worry about. But the fact that he kind of went to the hitting staff and I don't want to say asked for help, but sort of went through drills and did a bunch of things with Kevin Long and them to sort of work on his mechanics. I wonder if he's, in his own head a little bit, and he is, kind of knows that he's struggling. And it just feels like he's not hitting the ball as hard as he'd like to, although, last couple nights it was a little better since, Taron came out with that report. I expect him to be fine. I don't think it's anything to worry about, but I do think that is something where, as Bryce gets older and goes through the rest of his career, like, he is such a violent swinger, and it just feels like he's had the back issues the last couple of years. I hope it's not something with his back to where he feels like he needs to tweak his mechanics a little to where his swing isn't as violent, because while it's, of course, not the most sound and, just normal mechanics that you could possibly have, and fundamental, I guess, is the word there, he's Bryce Harper, and he's done it this way his entire life, and I don't want him to change anything, frankly, even if it, means compromising a couple of years. So I think the Bryce will be fine, but at the end of the day, I think that this mechanical change could end up helping him, and we'll see if he sort of, continues to tinker with it at all, and if any more reports come out about him, working with the hitting staff to sort of fix things. But he's hit the ball hard. They're going to fall. And eventually he's going to get into a couple more homers too. So that's where I'm at with Bryce. I think he will be fine. But again, I worry about that back from time to time. And good news is they actually are getting some production from the bottom of the lineup here over the last week or so, with Rojas actually hitting the ball pretty well with Brandon Marsh out. And by the way, just a little Brandon Marsh update. Did have a little setback, went back down to Lehigh Valley to finish some rehab down there. I know he homered on Thursday morning, so that was good to see. He will be back pretty soon, I would assume. But, Rojas, aside from some really dumb defensive miscues that he's had, especially the one where he overran the foul ball the other night, that was, pretty bad. But he's actually provided some, nice hitting at the bottom of the lineup. I think he's kind of done what they asked from him offensively. And it's funny, he's defensively, he came up in 2023 and was such a plus-plus defender. You were like, okay, you'll live with the offense and you'll take him in center field, just, sort of commanding everything and being able to get to every ball and just having the range that he does. Now it's like, his bat's, I think, the thing keeping him in the lineup. And once Brandon Marsh is back, we'll see sort of how that situation gets platooned and everything like that. But he's struggling a little on the field, which is odd. But the bat is playing pretty well so far, and I think that's been a big thing at the bottom of the lineup. And Alec Bohm, improving since his early season struggles too. I think he's, hit the ball a lot better. He looks a lot more like Alec Bohm. He's hitting the ball the opposite way. And I will say, though, man, for a guy who was 6'5", and who is big and plays third base, which is traditionally a power position, for him not to have any home runs this year is just, I don't want to say embarrassing, but it's not great. Johan Rojas hit a home run before him, and the fact that you have no power out of that position is not ideal. And it just kind of goes to show you that I think Alec Bohm is sort of plateaued at where he is going to be for the rest of his career. And not a bad ball player, not a bad player by any means, but not somebody who you would consider giving, any sort of big contract to. And certainly not somebody who I believe that long-term will be on this team once he gets past his, arbitration years. So that's where I'm at with that. Bullpen, we'll get to it really quick. Feels similar to, you know, to when I talked about him last week. I think that, you know, Strom is sort of starting to struggle a little bit for the first time this year. His velocity's down a touch, and he just doesn't really have the stuff, I think, that he's had, you know, over the past couple of years, over the last, you know, week or so. And I think that's partially just because of the velocity. I mean, he's always been somebody who sort of beats you with deception rather than stuff itself. So I think maybe if you just get him off his feet for a couple of days, which they have over the last two games, that could help him out as well. And I got to say, though, Jose Alvarado the other night, when he gets the bases loaded, there was really only one hit that was his fault. He had an error in there and then a soft bloop base hit. I think that that was one of the most electric relief outings that I've seen in some time. Like, that was absolutely incredible to watch. And then, you know, yeah, the kid mimicking him in the stands. And I just thought that was a really cool moment. And that was a, you know, fun thing to watch as, you know, we're watching the game the other night. Big stuff from Jose Alvarado. And I will say, Joe Ross, good last four outings. I know everyone's been killing Joe Ross, saying how much he stinks. And, you know, I'm not necessarily a Joe Ross believer myself. But last four outings, two innings, three innings, one and two thirds, two innings, no runs in any of those. So that's good stuff to see as well. And one last thing on the bullpen, Kirkering struggling. I think that we're at a spot with Orion Kirkering to where he needs time to sort of tinker things a little bit, because I ultimately think he needs a third pitch. And I've been pretty high on him over the past couple of years, but he's been tough to watch right now, man. And it just seems like his confidence is down. He had a scoreless outing tonight, but at the same time, I think that he's somebody who, A, needs a third pitch, but B, just needs to throw stuff with more conviction. It feels like he's a little hesitant whenever he's, you know, going to the fastball especially, and just is afraid to get hit around. So we'll see how Kirkering plays out for the rest of the, you know, the year here. But I think that ultimately for him to be successful, and he's still really young, he's going to need to develop that third pitch a little bit. So want to get to the preview of the D-back series this weekend. It should be a good one. Like I said, they are in that gauntlet of an NL West that has just been really dominant so far. So Friday night, you got Jesus Luzardo, who has been probably the best starter for the Phillies this year, going up against Merrill Kelly, who two earned runs in less or less in his last four starts, which, you know, he's on a roll here. But I think the Phillies have seen him well over, you know, their, you know, meetings with Merrill Kelly, including the playoffs. So that'll be Friday night, Luzardo versus Merrill Kelly. Saturday at 6:05, you've got Aaron Nola versus Game 7 legend Brandon Pott, who's 5-1 with a 2.78 ERA. So he's pitching well out there for the D-backs too, who have a very good team. And Sunday at 2:05, weird time, Ranger makes his debut, like I said, against Eduardo Rodriguez, who, unlike the other two, have been struggling big time recently. So hopefully the Phillies can jump on him a little bit. So that'll wrap it up for this edition of Phillies Today. We will talk to you next week. And for Phillies 24/7, this has been Justin Morgenstern. Have a good one, everyone. I'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.